Today, we continue with lesson number 31 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. We're still in the ninth perek. We'll be studying the fifth and sixth Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hei, and Mishnah Zay. We have been studying the halachos related to the or, ayin vav resh, the skin, the hide of an animal, and the conditions under which it is considered to be part of the flesh of the animal and subject to tumah, and the extent to which, in the situations in which it is considered to be something separate from the basar and not part of it as far as tumah is concerned. In this next Mishnah Hey, we're going to be studying about the bones of a corpse, a dead body, dead human, and of the bones of a nevela, of a dead animal, not shechted properly, but dying of some other cause. And also of a sheretz. We already mentioned not too long ago the fact that the Torah lists eight sherotzim, eight creatures, whose dead bodies are metame, tumas sheretz. There are different halachos between tumas nevela, a dead cow, for example, or a dead donkey, versus a dead sheretz, for example, a nevela, a dead donkey, etc., is metame tumas masa. If you carry it and don't touch it, you're tame. However, in the case of sheretz, only maga, only direct contact of the person with the sheretz renders the person tummy, not masa. If he carries it and doesn't touch it, there's no tumas masa by a sheretz. But in any case, we're now going to learn about the bones of these various creatures. So the Mishnah says, kulis hames. The kulis is a large, heavy bone in the thigh of the animal, the hip. And the it's a thick bone which inside of it contains marrow. The marrow, of course, is edible, and those animals where the food is eaten by humans, and the moach is susceptible to various types of tumor. So, with relationship to the kulis hameis, the kulis of a human being, for kulis hamukdoshim, and the kulis of a korban, for example. If a korban became pigul, you remember how a korban becomes pigul. If the kohen, or the person, the kohen who's performing the avodos of the korban, has in mind to eat the korban, for example, to eat the korban after its zman, the zman, let's say, is a day and a night, and he has a kavona to eat it the next morning, or those korbanos which have become nosar, which have actually been kept unconsumed beyond their limited times. So the din de rabbonon that pigul and nosar are metame esayodayim. If a person touches korban meat which has become pigul or nosar, his hands are tome. The reason for this din de rabbonon is in order that the Kohanim should be careful to avoid situations of pigul and nosor, because they were prone to be lazy or they were prone to want to play tricks on the owner of the korban. So therefore, to avoid that, the Chachamim goes there tuma on the basar of a korban which became pigul and nosor. In any case, when it comes to the kulis of a dead body, of a dead person, or the kulis, the of korbanos, hanogeya bohen, anybody who touches the kulis, either of the corpse, or of the human, or of the corpse, or of the basar of a nosar, pigled nosar meat of a korban, bein nikovim, bein sisumim, whether or not the bone is totally enclosed, and you cannot touch the moach, cannot touch the marrow in the bone, because the marrow is totally enclosed by bone. Bein the kuvim, or whether the bone is punctured, so that it is possible to insert something into the puncture and actually touch and come into contact with the marrow. The marrow is called moach. Tome. The person who touches the kulis is tome. The reason being, in the case of a human corpse, the halacha is that an etzem kisora, a piece of bone of a dead body, even if it's so small the size of a barley, nevertheless, it is metame. Metame b'maga and metame b'masa. Metame in coming in contact with the corpse, or this little splinter of bone of a corpse, or carrying the splinter of bone of a corpse. So the kulis is no different. Similarly, the person who touches the kulis of mukdoshim, which had become pikul or nosor, is also tame because of the din de rabbanon that nosor and pigul are metame sayodayim. However, kulis nevela, if it's the kulis of a cow that was hit by a truck, or a donkey which fell off a roof, the kulis hasheretz, or it's the kulis of a sheretz, of a rodent of some sort, hanogeya bohen sesumin, a person who touches them when they are in, when the moach, the marrow in these bones, are enclosed in bone, and there's no way of touching the marrow without breaking the bone. Tohor, merely coming into contact with the bone itself, would not make the person tamei, he would remain tohor. However, nekuvim kol shehu, if there's the slightest puncture, even though it's a puncture that would only allow a hair to be inserted into it and to touch the marrow, nevertheless, mitamin b'mago. Touching that bone would render the person tameh because the moach, the marrow inside, is reachable. Now, why is it that the kulis nevela and the kulis hasheretz, if they are sesumin, the person who touches it is tohor? The reason is because both by nevela and by sheretz, there's a gzeras hakosuf that says that only the nevela, only the corpse of this dead animal, dead cow, dead donkey, is metame. And by sheretz is a pasuk which says that only the corpse of it, of the sheretz, is tame, not the bone which surrounds it. The bone is not considered to be its carcass. Rather, it is something which encases the carcass. The psukim involved are both in Parshas Shmini, with reference to Nevela, the posuk says, Hanogeya benivloso yitma, and Chazal Darshan, nivloso velo ba'atzamos, only the corpse or carcass, not its bone. And similarly, by Sheretz, the posuk says, Vinogeya benivlosom yitma, and Chazal again Darshan, benivlosom velo ba'atzamos. However, if there is a slight hole in the kuvim kol shehu, then the person who touches the kulis with a slight, small, needle-sized puncture in it, is tome. The Mishnah continues, Minayin she'af b'maso, how do we know that a person who carries the kulis of a kulis sesuma, the enclosed, intact kulis of a nevela, is also tohor? Aye, if he's carrying the kulis, in the kulis is moach, and the moach is tome. Why is the person who carries the kulis of a nevela tohor, not tome masa, whereas the person who carries the kulis nekuva is tome tumas masa? This discussion is only limited to the kulis of a nevela, because the kulish of a sheretz is not metame b'masa. A sheretz is not metame b'masa, only b'maga. So the Mishnah says, Talmud Lomar, hanogeya v'hanosei. The posuk says, in Parshas Shmini, in Vayikro Yuralef, Psukim Lametes, in Mem, hanogeya b'nivloso yitmo ad ha'orev, and the posuk continues, v'hanosei es nivloso v'tome ad ha'orev. So you have a hekish, a comparison in the posuk, a link of nogeya and nosei. So the Mishnah says a rule, es she bolichlal mago bolichlal maso, an organ from a nevela, which is susceptible to tumas maga, then the person who carries it is tamei tumas masa. But lo bo lechlal maga, if it is never susceptible to maga, like the kulis of a nevela sisuma, which is not, you can't speak there of tumas maga because you can't get into it, can't get through the bone into the to touch the moach, the marrow, lo boch lechlal masa, then there's no possibility of tumas masa either. Continuing in Mishnah Vov, this Mishnah continues with a din which is similar to the din we just learned about kulis hasheretz. Beitzas hasheretz hamerukemes. Suppose you have an egg of a sheretz. Some of the eight shrotzim are reptiles which are egg-laying reptiles. They are the tsov, the lito'a, and the chomet. Whatever they are, types of lizards or reptiles of some sort, they lay eggs. And if you have an egg of such a sheretz, and the fetus in the egg is mirukemes, is already formed, there's a form inside, but that form of a sheretz is encased in an eggshell. So the halacha is tahora. It's just like a kulis sisuma. Since you can't get to touching that sheretz information without piercing the egg surrounds it completely, so it is if a person touches it, the person remains tohor. However, nikva, if the eggshell is punctured, kol shehu, even just a needle hole, a pinhole, tameya, then the egg is tome and metama b'maga. Remember, a sheretz is never metama b'maga b'masa. This has not this pierced, punctured eggshell is like the kulis nekuva of which we learned in the very previous Mishnah. Achbor shechetzio bosor vechetzio adoma. There is an animal which Chazal were familiar with, which was formed from the earth. Yes, scientifically that's considered to be impossible, but nevertheless, Chazal knew such a creature which seemed that it was earth, and the earth itself metamorphosized into this creature. So, and it's the type of a rodent, an achbar, type of a rat or something. Shechetzio bosor vechetzio adomo. Half of it is already formed and is a rat, is flesh, and the other half of it is still earth. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos here writes an interesting thing. Rambam is the person we turn to as the sophisticated scientist. Well, what did he think about this creature in the medicine that he knew 800 plus years ago? The Rambam writes, quote, Havayas ha'achbor bilvad min ha'adoma. This achbor is created totally from earth. Ad shenimtso kitsoso bosor ukitsosor ofavotit, so that part of it is a creature, a flesh, and part of it is mud. The Rambam continues and says, don't ask me too many questions about this, because this is something which was seen, observed. Quote, for who in Yan Mefursam Ma'ot? This is something very famous, very widely known. Ein mispor l'rov ha'magidim li sheroze. There's no number. Innumerable people have told me personally, writes the Rambam, that they've seen this creature. Even though, he writes, afal pi shemetzius balchayim kozeh dovor masmiya. The existence of such a creature is astounding, is a puzzle, impossible to understand. In any case, our Mishnah is telling us that this achbor which emerges or metamorphosizes somehow from earth, as long as it's not completely an achbor, but it's half and half, it's half bosor, it's a mermaid type of creature, half bosor, half adomo, Hanogeya babosor tome, whoever touches the, and it's dead now, whoever touches the corpse of this hef achbar adama, but he touches the basar part, the flesh part, he's tame. He's touched the sheretz. Bo adama, but if he's touched the part which is still earth and has not formed itself into a achbar, tohor, that is not part of the sheretz yet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afanogeya ba'adomo shekeneged ha'bosor. A person who touches the earth, which is opposite, adjacent to the bosor, is also tomei, because that earth will become, would have become, had the sheretz not died, would have become a sheretz. So it's tomei now. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And so we finished Mishnah Vov, and in the process we have now completed lesson number 31.